Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen as we continue our series of interviews dealing with Perchville, USA in the Taos, which gets underway, Thursday night right through Sunday. So make it a part of your weekend. And joining us to talk about one of those events happening on Saturday from the East Taos Business Association, Tim Johnson. How are you, Tim?
Great. Hi, Kevin.
Glad to have you on the program, Tim. We are going to talk about one of the big events that the East Taos Business Association is a big part of, right?
Oh, this is a huge event.
Yeah, it is. The Chili Cook-Off, right?
The Chili Cook-Off brings thousands of people on the street.
It really does. People line up to try some of those chilies. It's amazing. Every year I go out there, you see them lined up across Newman Street waiting to get in to try some of those chilies.
We've had a great bunch of people show up. They don't mind standing in line, and they're going to sample some of the finest chili.
Yeah. Now, how many organizations are a part of it this year?
I think we have 18 signed up to serve chili.
All right.
And one thing I need to let everybody know, they need to stop at either the Village Chocolatier or the Brew Crew and spend $6 on a koozie so that they can get their chili.
Yeah.
And they won't have to go looking for a koozie that's not available at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to wait too long. So get them right now at either the Brew Crew or Village Chocolatier. $6. And you can go try, 18 different chilies then, right?
You can start on the beginning of Newman Street, go all the way down to State Street, make a loop. Oh, don't forget to go down State Street to Napa Auto Parts.
Oh, okay.
Here they have like the best chili this year.
All right. Well, there's plenty of signs out, right? Yeah. I know you've got a personal stake in that one, don't you?
Absolutely.
Now, is it your recipe on that one?
Actually, I brought my wife from Texas, and it's her family recipe.
Texas chili. You guys do have an unfair advantage then right there, don't you?
It's the chili that makes the chili.
That's right. Well, try that one and 17 others, and then at the end, you vote for the ones you like the best, right? Isn't that how this works?
Yes. When you get your koozie, you get a list of who to go to, and you get to vote on the best chili. Voting is important. Now, in the past, we've had other organizations, you know, like Kleenos, the Huron Bank, or the Elliott's Insurance that have kind of boasted that. But I think they buy their votes. This year, we'd like to everybody honestly try and vote for the best chili.
Honestly, vote for the best chili. And if it happens to be Napa Auto Parts, it happens to be, right?
Well, it better be.
That's right. Well, now, where do they cast their votes? When they're all done, is there a certain place? Are there numerous places they can cast the votes?
Yes. Outside the Village Chocolatier and the Brew Crew, there's also voting boxes, and you can drop them in at that place.
All right. Now, it starts at 11. How long does the competition run for?
Everybody runs out of chili right at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. No more chili after 1. Then you vote, and then count up the votes?
Yeah, we always have volunteers that are going to count the votes up. They're all very unbiased votes.
Of course, yeah. And then we announce the winner when? How do we announce the winner of who wins the chili cook-off?
Generally, that afternoon.
Okay, all right. And it's going to be one of those 18 different organizations vying. Now, do you got the list of the participants this year other than Napa Auto Parts?
Kevin, I can run down the list really quick. Barnacle Bills, Branham Jewelry, The Brew Crew, the Chemical Bank, Diversions Tea House, the Huron Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts right around the corner, Kleenos Market, of course, Miller Shoes, Ben Franklin, Mr. Jack's Sports Bar, O'Connor's, the Taos Bay Art Gallery, Uncle Winnie's, and the Village Chocolatier, along with the Windjammer.
All right. Those are the places you go to try the chili, and then you vote. And now, is it bragging rights? Is there a trophy? What does the winning chili get?
Trust me, it's all bragging rights.
All bragging rights, of course. And you want that. That's for sure. No doubt about that. Well, if they want more information, I would imagine the Taos Area Chamber of Commerce website, I think, a good place to learn more about the chili cook-off.
Excellent. Yeah. The chamber has everything laid out. We're going to serve the chili. The people will be on the street, and they're going to get their belly full. They'll have plenty of chili to keep warm on the ice.
There you go. Exactly. The Chili Cook-Off. Main sponsor, East Taos Business Association, putting on that big event.
Correct.
All right. Well, Tim Johnson from the East Taos Business Association and, of course, Napa Auto Parts, where it looks like maybe the winning chili is going to come from this year. Thanks for joining us on this edition of our Michigan Spotlight.
Thank you. Have a great Perchville.